You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being a wonderful supporter of the show. This is another bonus episode for you. This one is about getting out of fight or flight mode. What we now know about fight or flight is that it is only part of the equation, even though today we're going to be talking about fight or flight. There is also freeze and fawn. Freeze happens most often, and fawning also can happen quite often, where people learn to compliment the person who they are afraid of, try to figure out how to engender feelings of connection or even warmth or something that is going to limit the other person potentially attacking you. But I think when people come out of cultic systems, yes, they have been fawning and yes, they have been freezing, but their nervous system is still engaged in fight or flight, which is this release of adrenaline that causes people to be in a certain state where they're always on guard. Sometimes I'll describe when people have come out of situations that are highly stressful or that they had to make sure that they were watchful so that nothing bad would happen to them or there was potential danger at any turn, that it's hard for them to rest. It's hard for them to calm themselves down. It's hard to feel safe. It's hard to even want to take a nap or close your eyes. You just never know what's going to be happening. And this doesn't come from nowhere. People actually are put in these situations where they have to be vigilant, even hypervigilant, so that they are expecting something bad to happen because something bad inevitably would happen. And then they're kind of prepared for it to a certain degree. But it is something that gives a lot of wear and tear to our systems. So the phenomenon of cultic involvement represents a profound disruption of the human experience. And it's characterized by a systematic erosion of the self through coercive persuasion and psychological manipulation. For the survivor, the act of physical departure from a high control group is frequently mistaken for the conclusion of the trauma. But clinical evidence actually lets us know that the post-exit phase marks what we now know as the beginning of a complex neurobiological and psychological reorganization. This report examines the intricate processes by which survivors transition from a state of chronic hyperarousal, commonly referred to as fight or flight mode, into a state of what we call integrated autonomy, kind of being in charge of yourself and feeling calm. The analysis is divided into two primary thematic concentrations: the resolution of manufactured urgency, which is rampant in cults, also in relationships with narcissists, and the fear of stillness, followed by the reclamation of executive functioning, executive agency, and emotional presence, being able to stay focused, calm, present. By examining these dynamics through the lens of the cult survivorship trauma model and contemporary traumatology, this provides a roadmap for professional peers working with this unique population. So there is the physiological context of coercive control and what we call the HPA axis.